With the New York City unemployment rate hovering just under 9%, one group in the city is mobilizing to demand jobs and say the unemployed are not invisible. WBAI's Phil Bader has more.
The Unemployed Council of New York is a new organization that will be holding a rally and march to focus on a matter they say affects everybody from union members to students to the jobless themselves and their families. Tony Murphy is their spokesman.
We intend to have our first demonstration on November 7th, the day after the presidential election. We're doing that in a pointed way to say that this is a problem that nobody is even really pretending will be addressed by who is chosen for president. And the record number of unemployed, the undercounting of unemployed, all of this needs to be addressed, and the unemployed need relief now. A jobs program is needed now.
It seems that newly developing local issues have influenced the tone and focus of the upcoming demonstration.
When we initially decided to have this demonstration on the 7th, we called it for Union Square. Now that the MTA has announced this new round of fare hikes, the fourth round of fare hikes in 4 years, we decided to move the demonstration to Brooklyn. On the 7th, the MTA is having the first fare hike in New York City at the New York Marriott Hotel. So we have called a demonstration that will highlight the issue of jobs by starting at Barclays Center, which everybody knows promised thousands of jobs and affordable housing to people, has not come up with those things. So we'll start there. We'll demand that Barclays make good on this promise of jobs, and then we'll march to the MTA and to the MTA public hearing. The purpose of that will be to demand that the MTA roll back the fare, not simply to not raise the fare again, but to roll back the fare so that this will aid the unemployed, the underemployed, and the homeless in New York who still rely on public transportation, and many of whom rely on public transportation to look for work.
Tony Murphy says that neither of the presidential candidates has really put forward a program to put people back to work.
What's needed right now, the situation is crying out for a 1930s-style jobs program, government jobs program, much like the WPA. Neither has come close to doing this. They speak in vague terms about providing opportunity, and any solution that they put on the table is really some form of a give back or a favor to the 1%, which the hope is then that that will trickle down and create jobs. And people should know by now that that is not happening.
The Unemployed Council of New York is calling on all New Yorkers to participate in their demonstration.
On November 7th, which will be the day after the presidential election, we're going to have a demonstration at 4 p.m. at Barclays Center. We're going to demand that the center provide the tens of thousands of jobs that were promised Brooklyn residents, including from the arena and all the things that are going to come after in Bruce Ratner's development in that area. Then there will be a march that will go to the MTA's first public hearing. There will be a round of public hearings about the upcoming fare hikes. The first one's going to be at the New York Marriott Hotel. We're going to demand that the MTA roll back the fare to at least a dollar so that people who have been affected by the unemployment crisis in New York City can continue to use public transportation. Also, people will be needing to use public transportation to look for jobs. So this is aiding in the recovery of the drastic joblessness crisis that's affecting everybody.
The Unemployed Council of New York will be starting their demonstration at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 7th at the Barclays Center, located at the intersection of Flatbush and Atlantic Avenues. They will then march to the MTA hearing that will be held at the New York Marriott, 333 Adams Street in Brooklyn. For WBAI News, I'm Phil Bader.